Welcome back to Money News right around Australia. One of the biggest political scandals of the past couple of weeks has been the question mark about whether George Christensen, who is a Liberal National Party member for Dawson in Queensland, Northern Queensland, would potentially leave the government. Now, that would quite clearly upset the balance in the House of Representatives. And if George Christensen had, as he said, you know, remain with the Nationals but not be with the government, in other words, then start to vote independently, it could cause big problems. Now, the reason for that frustration, I think it was more than anything else in George Christensen's mind, was about an issue affecting many of his constituents, particularly sugar growers. Now, the issue here is a large multinational company called Wilmar. We've spoken about this with the Deputy Prime Minister and Agriculture Minister, Barnaby Joyce, last year about this, had come in and really given, in many of those sugar growers' minds, a lack of choice about how they were able to market their product. Let's go back to last year when we spoke with Barnaby Joyce. He explains it very, very well, the situation. This is what he said.
You got Wilmar, who said, well, not only are we the only person in the district who can buy your sugar, we're going to be the only people in the district who can process your sugar and sell your sugar. So we have a virtual monopoly. You have nowhere else to go but us. And what the sugar farmers say, well, no, we want a bit of a choice so that we can check your price. So they have a thing called Queensland Sugar Limited, QSL. And they say, well, QSL can also buy the sugar. And if Wilmar offers the best price for the sugar, then Wilmar can process it and then buy it and sell it on. But otherwise, Wilmar can process it and QSL can sell it on. And that way you get a bit of competitive pressures and you get the best price. But Wilmar is sort of running around saying, no, we want to be the sole person who can buy a sugar and the sole person who can process it and the sole person who can go on and sell it off. And we just want you to trust us that we're going to give you the best price back.
So that's the Deputy Prime Minister, Agriculture Minister, Barnaby Joyce. Now, what happened after that was a relative lack of activity to solve the issue for those sugar farmers. And indeed, at the time, Barnaby Joyce was filthy because Wilmar had basically agreed to a meeting with him and not turned up. I understand it happened later on. George Christensen, fast forward into February this year, so we're only talking about a few days ago now, wrote on his Facebook site, on his blog, I sat down earlier this week to write a letter to the PM demanding a sugar industry code of conduct with the message that if this did not happen, my ongoing support for the government could not be guaranteed. Now, subsequently, he says, in the end, I never fully finished nor sent the letter because the PM, Deputy Prime Minister and Treasurer came up with a different solution. Let's just find out whether that is enough for George Christensen, the Liberal National Party member for Dawson, who was online. Many thanks for your time, George.
G'day, Ross.
As I said at the outset, I think this expressed your frustration that there was not enough activity for sugar growers in a timely enough fashion. Would that be it?
Well, certainly. I was getting probably frustrated talking about it and not seeing any action. But we did have action last week. And, I've got to say, good on the PM and the Deputy Prime Minister and others, including the Treasurer and Small Business Minister, who did stuff to actually get things happening. Now, one of the big things happening is the Queensland opposition, and this is bewildering, and I'll explain it in a minute. The Queensland opposition is going to introduce changes to legislation in the Queensland Parliament that will ultimately see the immediate issue resolved, and the immediate issue is getting a contract between Wilmar and QSL. So once that contract's in place, growers can then start using QSL as their marketer. Now, until that agreement's done, they can't choose QSL. Now, why isn't the Queensland government doing it? Because the Queensland government's opposed to what we're trying to achieve here. The Queensland government, unbelievably, has sided with a multinational company that pays no tax in Australia in the form of Wilmar over Queensland sugar growers. Now, that's a disgrace. And so because they're not stepping up to the plate and acting, the Queensland opposition are having to use their numbers. And I've got to say they've got the numbers. They've got their numbers, plus the Katter Australia Party, plus One Nation, plus the support of at least two of the crossbenchers. So they'll get that legislation through. It remains to be seen, though, whether there's silly little political games that send it off to committees that drag it on for ages, or whether Premier Palaszczuk will decide not to take it to the governor for a cent.
Tell me one thing about this, George. What's the behaviour of Wilmar been like? I mean, we have been highly critical of Wilmar on this program about the way in which it's strung the sugar growers in your area. And, of course, they've, as Barnaby Joyce quite eloquently put it, they had no choice. They had to go there because that's where the rail lines run. The cane trains go straight to those plants. So that's where they had to go to get their sugar processed.
Well, Wilmar has a monopoly in nearly all the sugar growing areas it exists in. They are the only people that the growers can actually sell their product to. So they have the growers over a barrel. If they don't sign up to the contracts that are put in front of them, eventually the clock's going to stop ticking and the grower's not going to have ability to supply his product to the mill in order to get paid. So they know they've got them over a barrel. That's why there's this. That's why we're talking about government getting involved, because you've got this unfair market power misuse that's going on in order for the big guys just simply to get what they want. And that's not the Australian way. That is not the Australian way. So that's why we are stepping in at the state level, where we have before. We are again as the Liberal National Party. And I'm very pleased to say that Barnaby Joyce on the weekend, myself and Tim Nicholls, the LNP leader in Queensland, and Dale Last, the local state member, and Northern Australian Minister Matt Canavan, all fronted about 400 to 500 growers in the Burdekin. And Barnaby said to them a pretty clear message that we will do whatever it takes. We will do something federally, but we're not going to advertise our punches, but we will do something federally if it needs to be done. And Wilmar would actually do well to heed that message and go and get a contract in place right now.
Okay, just one issue about this, because this is where the nervousness of government, I think, comes in, and that is because you are a Liberal National Party member, you are very independently minded, there is no doubt about that. And so, say, for example, when the calls came from Bob Catter for the introduction of a commission of inquiry into the banking sector, yeah. Of course, you said you could side with that as well, despite the fact that the government saying it did not believe an inquiry was required. It makes your position inside the government at least a very tenuous one, but you still seem determined to stick with the government and side with the government.
Yeah, look, I've said openly that I'm a member of the National Party, and I want to remain a member of the National Party. So, I'm very loyal to Barnaby. He's done a lot on the sugar issue.
And, okay, what about the Liberal National Coalition?
Well, I'm a member of the Liberal National Party in Queensland,
yes.
So my loyalty is to them as well.
I was thinking of the Federal Liberal National Coalition.
I'm not a member of the Liberal Party, so
yes.
I have no loyalty to the Liberal Party. I'm just not a member of the Liberal Party, so. That's just the reality.
So, in other words, what you're saying is if the Liberal Party itself is seeking to go in a particular direction that conflicts with where you believe your beliefs and the Liberal National Party of Queensland should be, you are prepared to tread a separate path in certain issues?
Oh, absolutely, because otherwise send a robot down to Canberra to do the job. I mean, if you're not going to hold true to your electorate's values, to your constituency's values, and I believe that they do line up with the National Party's values, then, as I said, send a robot down to Parliament that's pre-programmed to vote how you want it to vote.
Okay, George, one other thing, because this must put an enormous amount of pressure on you, given the fact that the government has got a one-seat majority in the House of Representatives, and so it's tough enough in the Senate, as it were, if it was trying to negotiate getting legislation through the House of Reps as well, it almost makes the government's position untenable. You clearly would not want that type of a situation, I would imagine.
And look, I'm in the government. I'm in the government quite clearly. I'm the National Party chief whip, so I have a role within the government to play. And I don't want to see the government ousted. The worst thing that can happen is to put Bill Shorten and all his Labor mates in charge and see this. See the economy actually sink into the mire. We don't want that. We want good government to continue, and I'm going to support good government continuing. I will always support the government when it comes to motions of confidence, when it comes to supply, and the vast majority of legislation that's going to come before Parliament, because, after all, it's in line with my thinking, it's in line with National Party thinking. There are only certain issues that come forward where the Liberal and National parties diverge in views. And, you know, I do think the Banking Royal Commission is one of those, even though some of my National Party colleagues disagree. There will be other issues like that too from time to time, but hopefully few and far between.
I'll tell you, one of the most powerful people in our parliament today, simply because of that one-seat majority and because of his independent views inside of the government, the Liberal National Party member for Dawson in Northern Queensland, George Christensen. Great to have you on the program.
Well, thanks very much, Ross.